Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Maybe not a little bit.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Tara E. Lyle, and that tune was by Gerald Avert, Baby, I'm Ready. And all over the United States, man, there's a cold front. So wherever you may be, if you're outside, I hope your heater in your vehicle is working. I hope you got your T-shirt on, your sweaters, your outer coat, muffins, gloves, you know, whatever you need, hats on your heads. But if you're indoor, I hope your heater is working because my heat up here is cranking because I'm just in a little top and panties and I ain't trying to be cold. So I think I'll pay for that heat now because I ain't trying to die of pneumonia. So wherever you at, stay warm, stay toasty. But our special guest tonight is a returning guest. I haven't had her on the show in a couple of years. Her name is Jennifer. And this lady has done a lot of things, from being working in two different bakeries, customer service, writing poetry, got about four books out there. But we're talking about her paranormal skills tonight. Man, you know, before when she was on my show, she said that she had, ghosts that she was talking to on a regular. No, I would just first want to start by, let me just get this out right. I just want to start by saying, give all honor to God who protects me, protect me this show from all unnatural things that I ain't trying to introduce into my space. None of that. My house should be covered by the blood of the Lamb because I ain't for all that. So, you know, anything negative, you stay out there in the airwaves. But, you know, and before we get our guest on here, I just want to make sure it's known that, you know, some of the questions I ask for our guests is not to put my guests down, but I have to, you know, say the questions that my listeners, you know, in the chat room, they want to ask, you know. So I hope that I don't offend Jennifer because I see her as a friend and I appreciate her time on the show. But I first want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. Mark won't be with us tonight because he has some connection problems. So how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, Terry. How about you?
I'm good, darling. I'm nice and toasty. Like I said, I got that heat cranking. My house temperature is 77 degrees, and I don't care. You know, I'm going to get a bill until the day I die. I might as well pay for comfort than be miserable shaking, my teeth chattering and everything. And so without further ado, I want to say hello to my beautiful guest. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Well, I want to jump in real quick with my question about when did you start realizing that you had the gift to talk to the other side? How old were you? Because you're really not now. You're only in your early
40s. 6 years old.
You're early 40s. You know, you just kicked over 40 a little bit. You know, you ain't that old.
I was 6 years old at the time when I knew.
Really?
Because a spirit came into my room and I was talking to the spirit. That's how I knew.
Well, you know, some, you know, classes kept at 6 years old. I mean, my imagination is vivid now as it was back then. And if I was seeing something coming to my room, man, I would have been hollering and screaming for my parents saying, ooh, the boogeyman is here. I mean, I wouldn't have jumped to it's okay to be talking to something in my room. I'd be scared shitless. That's just how I feel. You know, I was like, what the hell? You the natural side. I'm sorry, what about you, Chris?
Hey, I believe in God.
I know, but at 6 years old, that's a tender age where, you know, a lot of things, your belief system is not really grounded and rooted yet. You know, 6 years old, you're still innocent, you know, and yeah, you're probably grounded in Christ because, you know, you can still see Christ when you're young. But, you know, my goodness, that's just something, not too many people will say it's okay to see a spirit and think, they think that's okay to talk to them about being scared. I would have been petrified, but I'm glad it was you, not me. I don't want that kind of experience, but I'm going to let Chris jump in there and say what he got to say to you, darling.
All right, Jennifer, now to keep the conversation going, the spirit, was it, did the spirit believe in God, or was it an atheist, or do you know?
I believe the spirit believed in God, too, and that's probably why the spirit came to me, because
okay. They
seem to come to people that have those abilities. They know who could see, hear, and feel them.
Yeah.
Well, what did that spirit say? Do you remember?
That the child needed help. It was a child that I saw in my room when I was a kid.
And what was that child? I mean, do I got pulled teeth, Jennifer?
Probably. A lot of spirits need help crossing over. A lot need help finding, you know, like say that they died or killed.
Okay,
a spirit will tend to linger around.
Okay, but what I'm saying is when that spirit came back to you, was that a young spirit or an adult spirit? And was they telling you to help this child to come cross into the light? I mean, we weren't there. We need to know something other than a spirit came back and I saw a child. We need to draw us a map. Give us a picture. I mean, I'm kind of like lost where you're going with this.
Well, I was a child at the time when it came in my room. It looked like a child. It wasn't like an ET or anything. It was a human being. It was
okay.
A child that needed help. I don't think she needed to be crossed over. I think she wanted someone to know how she died. And that's what she came to me for.
Well, that's cool, because if I was a child and I saw a child, I probably wouldn't immediately been afraid either. So that's something that cleared it up. You know, when you were six, you saw a child spirit, you know. But so she showed you, what, like a picture, like you seen like a hologram on the wall about how she died. And that's how you saw that picture of her death that she was showing you?
I saw it in my head, how she died.
Oh.
I get a lot of info in my sleep, how someone died.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Chris run with this. You go ahead, darling.
All right. You said it's a she. Do you know her? Do you know what her name was?
Her name was Sarah.
Sarah. Wow. Cool. How did she die?
I don't know. It was a child spirit that came to my room, and it was so long ago, but the first time that I knew that I was psychic.
Okay.
I've seen other people besides a child spirit. I've seen other people in my sleep that have died.
Oh.
I've looked
okay.
at a picture of Stacy Peterson, and I know her husband strangled her to death upstairs in their bedroom.
Wow. Oh,
okay,
wow.
I think Chris asked that question, though, Jennifer, because you said that originally the child was showing you how she died. And then when he asked you how she died, you said, I don't remember.
Well, it was so long ago. I mean, I'm not talking about when I was a kid. I'm talking about here and the now. But,
okay, but,
you know,
okay.
I started
and
having those abilities when I was 6 years old.
Okay, well.
And she was a child
okay, well,
who died.
Okay, but, you know, but for you to bring that up when I asked the question, when did you realize you had the spirit, you know, the skills, you know, and when you said that,
I've seen a lot of people that have died, though. It could be
okay,
kids, it could be women, unmarried, married. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a child. It could be an adult. I've seen people in my sleep that have died.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to the area of time where all the questions we ask you, you're going to be on point and you'll have clear memory of what was going down, because that way won't be no jumping around, okay? What age group was it that you started having and talking and seeing spirits that is more clear to your memory today?
Okay. I pretty much go by what I see, hear, and feel. And sometimes it's like putting a puzzle together. You get certain pieces of info, and you have to figure it out. It's like putting together a puzzle.
Okay.
And at that time, it was a little girl that came to me, and...
Let's not go back there about that little girl, because you don't remember how she died, so let's leave that little girl back there. We're going to stay
just
closer up.
Leave her back there.
Just leave her back there.
I wanted to talk about the here and now. I mean,
okay, but when Chris asked you a question, you said it was so long ago, I don't remember. So how are we going to keep going back there if you don't remember?
Back
you
in time,
you didn't remember.
When I was 6 years old.
Okay, you said you didn't remember, so let's not talk about when you were six. Let's let that go. Let's just stay way back there. We want to talk to you, a grown woman, you know, where your memory is clear, you're right on point, you're right here now. Let's talk about currently. As a grown woman, we have no issues remembering the small details, because the small details how Chris and I am going to base our questions to you. So when did you know as an adult that, yeah, this was not some particular thing to just pass through my bedroom? I really do have the ability. When did you start, you know, honing in on it? When did you start embracing that you had the skill?
I pretty much embrace it every day, because I know the photos that I've looked at currently of certain people, even the photo I looked at back in 2007, and that was Stacy Peterson. And I know that Drew Peterson strangled his wife upstairs in their bedroom. And then he dumped her body off at the Waterfall Glen Forest Reserve, because I saw the marker for 83.
Stacy Peterson, is that the guy who killed his murdered, his pregnant wife?
Yes, that's it. That's the, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get that name sound familiar, but I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So she was strangled, huh, before he
in her upstairs bedroom. That was Drew Peterson. Drew Peterson was her husband. He was that police officer from Chicago, Illinois.
I know he had another girlfriend on the side. But, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, because you're more down with this story than I was, because it made me sick to my stomach. I didn't want to hear no more, because sometimes you just get tired of hearing negativity on the news. Sometimes I just shut my TV off. I don't want to hear it all the time.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Terry. I'm the same way, especially now with everything being so depressing. But I do remember the story, and my question for Jennifer is, Stacy told you personally that Scott strangled her? Not Drew.
No, I saw it in my sleep. I looked at her photo, and then I got info in my sleep how she died. He strangled his wife in their upstairs bedroom. And their kids were down the hall, and the doors were shut.
Okay, so it just came to you. No, she didn't tell you her.
I thought that was her first child.
Stacy Peterson.
I understand.
Stacy Peterson.
I thought that was their first child. That was their first child. That was in her stomach. What are you talking about? Children downstairs.
Stacy Peterson and Drew Peterson. They had children. Their kids were down the hall and the doors were shut.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that was their first child together in her stomach. The news
I think
I
you're
heard,
thinking of Scott.
There's
Terry,
two different Petersons.
Scott. Yeah, there's okay. Drew. There's Drew Peterson and Scott Peterson. I think she means Drew Peterson, like the cop.
Drew Peterson. I'm talking about Drew Peterson.
He dyed his hair and had a girlfriend. Okay, well, maybe I'm just the wrong one, but okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm sorry.
He killed Kathleen Savio, his other wife. He killed Kathleen, but he killed Stacy, his fourth wife. I'm talking about Drew Peterson, the police officer.
Yeah, I know who she's talking about.
Wow.
Is that Waterfall Glen Forest Reserve?
So Marker, let me ask you this question, if I may. Have you ever decided to use your talents to help the police department find missing people, you know, and or find out how people were murdered, you know, that gives some families some hope, since you had the knack of talking to people who have passed over?
I would like to do that.
You never
volunteered? I wouldn't mind doing that.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Maybe you ought to go just check into it, you know, and talk about it. But before, let me ask you this question. I'm not trying to be cruel or nothing. Has anybody ever thought that they question your ability or thought that maybe you might need some psychological workup? No one has ever doubted your abilities, because if you go to the police department, they're going to ask you the same tough questions, not to hurt you, but they want to make sure they're not having these weirdos come to the police station wasting their time and the taxpayers' money, and that's the only reason why I'm asking this question. Have anybody ever doubted you, or have you ever been taking medication, and then after medications when you start having these visions?
No, these visions I've had are, you know, I've had this ability since I was a kid, so I'm not some crazy nut.
I get that, you know, but no one knows your background but you. And if you go to the police station, they like a resume to them, they're going to say, well, Miss Mo, well, how long have you had this ability? Who have you helped with this knowledge? Who can validate this knowledge? They're going to ask you this question. They're going to have ask you stuff like, are you on any medication? When is the first time you had a vision? So I'm just saying what they will ask you. You say you would like to do that, and that would be an admirable thing to do. I'm not sitting there trying to bust
the balls. Yeah, you know, I could see what you're saying with that, Terry, but, yeah, you know, I'm on depression medication, but it doesn't give me the frickin' visions that I've had throughout my life. I was a victim of a crime.
I was a victim of a crime when
I was 11, going on 12. Some pervert tried to kidnap me and throw me in his car. And I do get depressed, and I have high levels of anxiety. So I take depression pills and anxiety pills, and I'm not afraid to say it.
But you know,
son,
you know,
I
don't take no damn medicine, but I'm depressed a whole lot often just by way, you know, my life is and the people that I encounter and how they be trying to step on me and use me, you know. So, shit, I might say, send me a pill or two to help me calm the fuck down. Because I be depressed a lot, girlfriend, but I be trying to play it off. But, you know, I mean, I commend you for going to get seen about that, you know. But, you know, a lot of people like myself who goes through a lot, he got a lot on their plate. We probably need to see a doctor, but we ain't going to never open our mouth and say, could you give us something? And for me, I would never ask for no more medicine, because the medicine I take right now for pain and medical issues, I ain't trying to add no more to my pill tray, Quasis Cap, you know. But, you know, I ain't mad at you, because you say you take anxiety and depression medicine, because I feel that way a lot, and I'm not taking medicine for it, but I feel that way a lot. I'm sure you do too, Chris.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with having visions or being psychically inclined.
Well, I know it don't.
I'm not afraid to admit that I take depression anxiety pills. I'm not afraid to admit that I was a victim of a crime and I didn't ask for it.
I'm glad. So, Jennifer, you're okay. Go ahead, Chris.
So, Jennifer, what you're saying is that you had these visions before you took medications. I understand what you're saying, and you know, I think that's awesome that you have these visions. I wish I had visions.
Hell no! Don't keep that shit. I wouldn't see nothing I ain't supposed to see. Hell to no! I'm too scary for that shit. I don't want to see nothing. Only thing I want to see in my dreams is a lottery number that's going to win, so I can go play that shit ASAP. And the urgency of my dream, play this number, just like like this. That's all I want to see. Everything else, I can keep it.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, do you have good visions, or are they all just depressing visions?
That's a good question.
What I do is I look at the photo of the missing person, and I pick up feelings off the photo, and then I lay down and sleep, and I get the info. And I would like to use my abilities to search for missing people because I think it's very well needed because I almost went missing myself because of a dirt bag.
I think
that's a good idea. You know something, what you just said, pick up the photo. Why don't you get a newspaper and go through the newspaper and see what's missing or who's missing, and then you pick up that picture, put your hand over it or whatever, and then take that info to the police department and say, I got this ability, I could do this, I could do that, you know. I said, look for this person at this kind of place, you know, and tell them. Don't volunteer nothing prior to what the medicine's you're on unless they ask you, but say, well, look, I am a medium, been this way since the age of six. You know, you can find the perp or whatever or the victim here by touching that person's picture, you know, and if it's something come to you, run with it.
That's a good idea. Have you thought about that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I told them that Stacy Pearson was dead. I told the info to the cops, Cassandra Kales, her sister. They all know about the info. The ground is frozen right now at the Forest Reserve. They'd have to wait until it's spring to do that.
Oh.
She's buried in the ground at the Forest Reserve.
Part. Well, they got
waterfall
that, they got
Glen,
that to see under the ground, to see bodies and skeletons. They don't have to dig up the ground, but they got their equipment. I've seen it on CSI and all these other little shows where they can look under the ground with a scanning device and see what's below it.
They could take a cadaver dog over there. They're specially trained dogs to sniff out human remains. They could take a cadaver dog over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I got some listeners on the line, you know.
They could use
the
metal detector.
They hit the number one
because
you want to ask
detector
and I'll open your mic. Not y'all can just listen. I was just saying, Jennifer, that you had some callers on the line, but I won't open their mic unless they hit the number one key because that means they just want to listen, and that's okay, too. I want them to learn something, you know. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, then we'll take a small break.
Okay, Jennifer. You mentioned, actually, Terry mentioned that you have books out. Where can people find these books, on Amazon?
The poetry books?
They
were written a couple years ago, I shouldn't say a couple years ago, probably when I was in my 20s. The Library of Poetry. Yeah, the Library of Poetry. That's where the four books are, the Library of Poetry. They were a poetry company. I don't know if they're still around, but they're the ones that did the anthology books with all the poetry writers in it. So I did four books like those. And then I had a poetry poem in a Christian magazine, and that was some time ago, but I don't know if people would find it.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that you are well-rounded, Jennifer, and you got so many skills. And when we come back, we're going to ask you some more questions about your gift, even though quiet is kept. I'm glad that the Lord let some people have a gift. That's a gift I ain't never wanted to have, and I'm glad I don't have it. Quiet is kept. So stay with us, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really busy. So sorry I haven't been there this week. Yeah. Oh, I could have gotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. The things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No!
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freezer pulls back. Yeah, you ready, Ron? I don't know. You ready, Ben?
I don't think so.
Come on, let's do it anyway. Lady.
Girl, I'm a wonder. I sense something strange in my mind. Yeah, so if you were human, the spirit tells me running out of time. Celebrate. I'm so beautiful. Relationship that came from the start. Yeah, it's I'm so
yeah.
That girl is
like them brothers there, Bev Biv DeVoe. They used to be New Edition, but they lost Bobby and Trevant, whatever the guy's name is. They left. They wanted to do their own thing. And so look at them. They ain't doing nothing these days. And those three brothers, they stayed strong, and they still doing shows. And they just left here in the Georgia area recently, and they put on a great show. It was the 28th of December. It was a great show. I missed it because I was here doing my radio show. Man, I had the days all screwed up. But anyway, because I got a press pass, I can go to any show for free. But next time a show coming in here, I hope it ain't on a Friday, because I'm going to hype my little behind right backstage and get my show, my little my press pass, and do what I do. Since this show, Unmasked, is also syndicated with two other radio shows, and Universal Collectives is part of that, and this other radio show, I don't remember, but it got me a press pass. But I want to get my guest back on here, Jennifer Moe, and my co-host, Chris, and let him ask his question of Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, when you watch crime shows, when you watch like true crime shows, do you, and they show pictures of the victims, do you dream about them too, or is it just people in the paper?
I take the pictures right offline.
Okay.
I'm not
watching
TV.
Well, I got a question.
Okay.
If I can jump in here real quick. Let me ask you this. Have any relative of yours ever, God forbid, went missing or suspicious of murder, whatever, and you came to the aid of your family?
Nope, nothing like that. Nobody's been murdered in my family.
Well, that's good. That's a blessing right there. I had a cousin. He was murdered, you know, and I just had a brother murdered not too long ago. Died last month, quiet as kept, you know. Trying to think about that. He was blown away, shot him, blew his head off, and my cousin the same way. But that's another story. I don't want to get into that, but shoot, I should have sent you a picture and asked you to give the police something to work with, because they ain't found the culprit yet. But it was an execution style murder. It wasn't nothing just random. It was, I didn't want to mess around with that, because I don't want people to think I know anything. Don't come looking for me. I don't know Jack. But anyway, is there anybody in particular where have you ever got together with some of your other medium friends? And you know how you'd go place and they have these venue tables where they give out their coupon to do a reading at a discount or whatever. Have you ever set up a table somewhere out in public where you and your little medium friends could got together? And, you know, cause a lot of people are curious. They have these shops that, you know, they say palm readers and everything else. And, you know, so there's a market for that, pretty much what I'm saying.
No, I've never took up a table or did anything like that. I don't read palms. I don't do tarot cards.
Okay, but you do a reading.
But
can't
other mediums,
you,
other
do,
mediums do that.
Yeah, you can
other
do
mediums
reading.
Do that.
You say what medium?
My
do
reads
that?
Are different. My reads are different. My reads are for like a missing person. My reads are different than what other mediums do.
Okay, you are specialized, because I have a medium that has been on my show, Lorna Adams, and I know this lady, she is legit, because she said some stuff to me that I never told her. She couldn't find out on Facebook, so I know she's 100%, man, you know, okay, like you said, they are different kind of skills that different mediums have. Okay, go ahead, Chris, you jump in there, darling.
Okay, Jennifer, where can people... How can people contact you if they want you to contact dead people that they know, or can they contact you?
You could give them my email, jennifermoe05_@gmail.com, and they can get a hold of me through there.
Cool. All right.
That's Jennifer Moe with an E, everyone. Jennifer Moe with an E. You said _05@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer Moe05@gmail.com.
Okay. Jennifer Moe05_ Is it at Gmail or gmail.com?
Gmail.com.
It's not known at the underscore. Okay, everybody, if you want to get a hold of Jennifer Moe, Moe05_gmail.com, you know, let her know what you want done. Send her a picture, and she'll check it out, and she'll let you know where her prices are and everything. You know, so...
I will only do it for missing people.
Sorry, only do it for missing people?
Correct.
Okay, so she will only do this for missing people. So she's not dealing with people who already been known to be murdered. She's looking for people who are trying to find lost people. And that's admirable because, you know, until you know where a person's body is or remains or whether he's still alive, you know, the family is very going through a whole lot of stress. That's a horrible thing that you went through as a young girl yourself. I'm so, you know, if I can touch on it, I don't want to, you know, be, you know, dealing with something that's kind of personal to you. But how did you get free after someone snatched you up?
Well, I got off the school bus. I was walking home, and some car came down the road. I moved off to the side, and the car went right in front of me, and this guy leaped out, and he grabbed my wrist. And I was screaming and yelling. I had to fight back this dirtbag, and I got away. I know there's children who don't get away.
Oh, so he never got you in that van. You never got in there. Oh, you was able to run away.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
I had to fight back.
Yeah, because if you hadn't got away, you might have been dead.
Yeah. If he had caught me, I'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You wouldn't know me, Terry.
Wow.
People go missing every year in this country.
It's sad.
Yeah, every day. Every day, I think, yeah.
Every day,
yeah,
right. And it's so sad.
It could be a woman, it could be a child, male or female. It could be anybody.
Yeah,
anybody.
It could.
Times and people don't even know that their family members are missing because they're not in contact with their family members. You know, they don't keep in contact, so they don't even know. The family don't even know the person's missing. Wow. Wow, man. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask your question because we got a little bit more time on the clock.
All right, Jennifer. Have you done any like YouTube videos discussing your experiences?
Yeah, sometimes I will look at YouTube videos. If I look at a photo, if I look at YouTube videos, sometimes it helps to get the mannerisms of the person that you're trying to read for.
Okay, but you've never done one yourself?
No, I've never taken a photo. I mean, I've never taken, like, sat at a booth and gave readings. No, I've never done that, but my reads are different.
Okay.
I will read the photo of a missing person and lay down and sleep. That's what Edgar Casey used to do. He would look at certain things and take a nap, and he'd be able to read what the person, you know, was looking for, clues and whatnot. I don't know if you know about Edgar Casey or not. He was a medium. He was a medium that would fall into a trance or take a nap, and he'd pick up psychic info.
Mm-hmm. And how do you pick up impulses? Do you have to prepare yourself? What do you do?
I look at the photo, I lay down in the evening hour and go to bed like anyone else, and I pick up info.
Oh, okay, so you don't have no one-on-one contact with someone, giving them information. You all do this alone while you're by yourself. Okay. So okay,
yeah, I'm by myself. Okay. I'm by myself. There's nobody there, just me.
Okay. All right. I see why it's different, because if I was coming to you paying some money, I want to know what you're going to do right there while I'm watching. You know, okay.
Yeah, every medium is different with what their abilities are. Some people can walk around the stage and give people readings that way, and then there are some people that look at photographs and lay down and sleep and get info. I mean, every medium, every empath is different with what they do. Everyone has their own specific job, what they're good at, and how they read someone, or if they're reading a photograph. Every medium and empath is different.
Yeah.
I'm reading photographs. I'm not talking to whomever. I'm looking at a photograph of going to bed and getting info.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that makes me an empath type of medium.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Well, Chris, is there any questions you have, darling, of my guests before we take this on?
Yeah, I guess I have one more question. Jennifer, how often do you sleep? I mean, every time you look at a picture, you get to sleep, or is it just sometimes?
I look at the photo and I lay down and I sleep, and I get info in my sleep, and the info that I get in my sleep, I wake up, and I quickly write it down so I don't forget about it.
Okay, how often do you do that?
Depending on what I'm looking at, I could do it every night, depending on what I'm looking at.
Okay.
And what the info is.
Mhm. That's interesting.
Okay. I'm not using tarot cards. I'm not using palms. I'm not talking to anyone from person's family, but I had to about Stacy to Cassandra, her sister, and I did telecards.
Well, can I ask you a question? Is there any certain times of the year where your activity is more than normal than other days, and what is it like around Halloween? Is there an influx of more these visions when you go to bed at night during certain times of the year?
I don't get anything on Halloween. I mean, it's not something spooky that I'm doing. It's ability that I already have. Like, you know, my writing and art ability, I have that. I was born with.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's, you know, I don't get any visions on Halloween, no.
Here's why I mentioned Halloween, because I've been told, and I'm sure Chris has heard this before too, that the bewitching hour where, you know, you can cross over is heightened during that time around 3:15 or whatever, or around 3-ish, you know, and Halloween is a heightened time for crossovers, not saying that, you know, negative spirits. You know, I just wondered, is there a time frame where your abilities are heightened?
Probably in the evening hour when I'm sleeping. That's why sleep is important to me.
Okay.
And I might hear noises outside that wake me up.
Okay.
But yeah, sleep is important to me because that's how I get my info, is when I'm sleeping.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What would happen if you were just looking at some photographs of some family or friends, you know, and you didn't know that they were sick, you didn't know that they were missing because you hadn't talked to these associates or whatever in a long time? What would you do if you went to sleep and you saw them in your vision? Would you immediately assume it was a vision, or just take it to be just a stupid dream? You know, because sometimes dreams seem so real. Is it any way that you can tell your dreams from your visions, which one is a dream and which one is a vision?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can. Well, okay, a dream is, you know, a dream. It's not what psychic info I'm getting from a psychic read.
Okay, the reason why I say that, because when I dream in color. And when I'm dreaming, it seems like it's real to me. Until I wake up, I say, oh, dang, because it'd be a good dream. That's why I'm just saying, how can you tell the difference?
Well, like, I know what I look at before I go to bed. That's how I can tell.
Okay, so random stuff just don't come into your head while you're laying down asleep, because a lot of times...
No,
you know,
no, random thoughts just don't come into my head when I'm sleeping. They're more or less psychic thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well,
of what I'm picking up on when I'm sleeping.
Oh, okay. Ask your questions, Chris, because we're running out of time here on the clock, and I want to get your question in before we thank our beautiful guests for spending the time with us on a Friday, which is a time frame people kind of like keep to themselves. They hang out with loved ones and special others and movies, concerts, whatever they might be doing. So get your question in, Chris, and then we can take it home and thank our guests, like I said, for giving us the opportunity to interview her.
All right, Jennifer, what do you, besides for everything that you, you know, having these dreams, what do you like to do for fun?
I like sewing, and I like reading, and I like writing poetry and drawing, Magna type art, and Acme type art too. That's basically cartooning and different forms of Oriental type art. And I play some miscellaneous video games on my phone. And I work online too.
Oh,
you said
cool.
You work online.
Yeah.
So you work online, Jennifer?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what do you be doing online for to get paid? Maybe something I might want to do.
Yeah, I do an inbox dollars that pays for my phone. I do a cash crate, and that pays for my groceries and rent.
That's
so
right.
They've been around for many moons, and I do some PayPal type click ad jobs that goes into my PayPal account.
Okay, well, I
for things over the years.
Because I can't do that because of my bad back and stuff. I can't sit too long because then my back be hurting, my neck be hurting. So that was crazy. But anyway, Jennifer, like I said before, I want to thank you, darling, for hanging out with me and Chris tonight. And
yeah, thank you.
And, you know, we won't talk about the media.
Send
we'll
me
talk
pictures. To- send me pictures, Terry, of your, you know, your loved ones that died. Send them on my phone so I have them.
Okay, well, my sister in Baltimore, I didn't make it to the funeral in Baltimore because I had just came back from Maryland and I can't afford that resource. And my sister, I've been asking her to send it to me. You know, I said put the letter in the mailbox. I haven't got an envelope. My sister, she, you know, she don't want to do nothing to get along with me, so I don't have a copy of the picture. And the one of my cousin, Kenneth, he died years ago, and my cousins, they're not going to give up no information on him. They act like everything's a damn secret. But, you know, I don't want to know because if I knew something and I tell them, they're not going to want to check it out no way. So, but thanks for that, for information. But, you know, some girl hugs and kisses, I love you. But we're going to have to take this thing home. And next time we get you on the show, it's going to be about poetry and stuff like that. We're going to get off of this, this personal.
You're going to invite me back to your radio show then, Terry?
I sure will, but not right away. I got to give some space in between, but I sure will.
Okay, good.
All right, darling. I love you. And
you
good night. Good night, Jennifer. And we're going to take this song with Demetrius McKinney. Easy.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh. I just want what's best for me. I can't let nobody